good morning. It's called Mary Cullen. How can I help you?
Actually, I'm calling from Seattle. How are you?
Yeah, good. Hi.
I got that you are the owner of your property. Yeah, you got your own house.
Yes, I am the owner of the home.
All right. Steve, at the moment, we just got some information that you got very good credit history and you never missed out none of your mortgage installment at all. That's right.
That's absolutely correct.
All right. That's why we are calling you just to provide some important information. As you well aware that the Reserve Bank of Australia announced it just to drop down the interest rate.
Yeah, that's been fantastic.
All right. Reserve Bank of Australia announced it just to drop down the interest rate. And now the base interest rate is something around 3% only. So at the moment, we just need to confirm, are you getting the same reducing interest rate, the reducing one?
Yes.
How much interest rate is paying?
I think I'm paying 17.46% at the moment.
17.46%.
Because it seems a bit high. It's because when I bought my house, I put it on my credit card as cash advance.
Can you hang on a second?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. Hey,
hi.
Steve. Lovely. You're speaking with George Green, the senior officer, and I got to know at the moment you are paying about a pretty high interest rate. Would that be correct?
Well, when I bought my house, I did it as a cash advance on my credit card, so it's a fairly high interest rate.
Okay. And at the moment, how much you say, Steve, would be the combined mortgage balance right now?
Well, interest only to the credit card company is... I've got one here. Just let me look. Oh, there it is. $3,827 a month.
$3,827 a month. That's right?
Yeah. That's interest only.
Monthly, all right. And how much that would be? Any idea? $500,000 opposed to, I mean...
The house?
How much your...
The house is worth $128,000.
$128,000?
Yeah. It's a bit of a dump. It needs a bit of work. It's what they call a renovator's delight.
All right. Okay, I understand that. All right. And how much would be the loan balance that you still have to pay, that you still owe?
Well, I still owe the full amount because it was a cash advance, so I've been paying interest only, so I still owe the $128,000 plus I'm paying interest on that outrageous, you know, given my circumstances,
right.
It's a little bit difficult, so.
Okay, I understand that. And in total, how many properties in Australia are you on?
Eight.
Eight properties you own. Okay.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's only in Australia. I have another 13 properties scattered around the world.
Great. They're lovely. All right. So I believe you are not the real estate, broker, or that sort of thing.
No. Wouldn't be a realist. No.
Lovely.
Low life.
Lovely. Anyway, so you own eight properties. How much do you say would be the combined property value?
Oh, the combined property value? Hang on, let me just think about this. Add that 1, 2, 3, divide by 7, carry the 4, square root of pi times the radius, it gives a combined about 36 million Australian dollars.
36 million?
Yeah, about. I mean, it changes from day to day.
All right, anyway, okay. And how much, do you have loans or do you have mortgages on any of those?
No mortgages on any of them. I own them all, except for the one, you know, the 128,000 renovators delight. I own them all outright.
That's right. And you own the rest of the properties outright?
Yeah, I have the titles framed and on the wall.
All right. So the only balance that you've got right now would be, 128,000 that you took?
Yeah, but I'm actually negotiating on another place. So if you guys do mortgages, I'm negotiating on another beachside property that I'm going to develop a whole block of units, probably get about 8 units out of, I think. So I'm looking for a bit of finance on that, if you can help me.
And how much do you require for that?
Well, it depends whether you can just do, you know, purchase the property, which is 1.6 mil, but then I have to actually build on it, which is quotes are coming in somewhere between 17 and 19 million at the moment. I'm just waiting for finance to get the property. I've got a couple of feelers out and basically need to raise 1.6 million within the next 14 days. Can you help me there?
Well, I see. That's why, that's sure. Because we might surely help you out. We work with ANZ, Best Bank, NAS, and George, the Commonwealth, I mean, all the major banks from this one.
Excellent.
We've got a few financial institutions as well.
Any of the minor banks?
It's not from the bank. Sorry?
Do you do any of the minor banks rather than the major banks?
Yeah, that's what. That's right. I'll tell you what, let me complete. What we do is, we work with more than 45 banks in Australia, which includes major bank and minor banks as well.
Right. It's cut to the chase. What's the best interest rate you can do for me on this? 1.6 million.
Oh, all right. Now, because as of now, I cannot commit anything because I won't. Because if I let you know that I can offer you a 5.1 or something like that, or 4.5, and if you won't get, it won't be good, right?
Right. Well, the best I can get at the moment is 6.2.
That's right. Now, the ongoing rate these days, because of the, as you must be, I don't know whether you heard that or not, RBA has maintained its official cash rate target to a lowest of 3%. That is since 1979, up to 35, I mean, more than 30 years. Right?
That's right. That's absolutely
they
correct.
You've obviously got
your finger on the pulse and know exactly what's going on. And that's good to hear. That's very reassuring.
Right. And, you know, that's why they have maintained the same rate, the same base rate for the 5th month in a row. They dropped down the interest rate to 3% on 8th of April.
And expected to stay about the same until 2010. May till is April the 1st.
Absolutely correct. You are. It might remain the same, or it might go down, or it might go up.
That makes a lot of sense. It might remain the same, or it might go down, or it might go up. I think you've covered all bases there.
I think the reason is because just to maintain the liquidity in the market, RBA decides what they've got to do, or they've got, what they've got to do, or what they don't have to do.
Yeah.
Now what we are doing is.
Now, you don't have to sell me anything. I just want to know what your interest rate is.
That's right. See, my mortgage expert will better let you know this thing, that what is the interest rate that we can offer you. You can go through it. You can go through the paperwork and documentation. I mean, everything, all the interest rates from the minor banks.
Excellent.
Financial institutions.
Where is it?
And many lenders. Right?
Yep. Tell me where.
Okay. So, what time is and day you say will be comfortable for you? So you can make the appointments.
I'm about to head overseas for about 4 weeks. So it'll have to be, how about we talk about it when I come back in on the 8th of September?
All righty, okay. Any time when you'll be free, this week, or if you want to...
No, I leave to leave tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, you're leaving tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, I can't do anything. I'm flat out with meetings. I've got my massage parlor visit this afternoon. I'm flat out, basically. I'll be flat out at the massage parlor, I've got to tell you that.
I got it. And after how long you'll be back?
I'll be back on the 8th of September.
My goodness, 8th of September. And there's no other time and date?
No, well, if you're tied up right now, I'd be... You know, you'd have to give me some answers right now because it's going to happen while I'm gone. 1.6 mil.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask my manager about that. I'm going to let him know about your case.
Okay.
How much are you required to be back?
$1.6 million Australian.
All right. That much you require, all right?
Yeah.
No problem. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let my experts know and my managers know about
that. Fantastic.
What they're going to do is they're going to give you a call today itself.
You have your people call my people.
No. I tell you what, you'll be given a call from MSG. The name of the company is MSG that you work for.
Okay.
Right?
MSG for golf?
That's it.
Oh, is that like the stuff they put in food to make it taste better? Because I've got a strange taste in my mouth at the moment.
What time you say you want to get the call to it today?
Any time. It's just avoid the massage parlor visit.
All right. And one more thing. Can I have your address as well?
Yeah. Okay, got a pen?
That one, yeah.
Yeah, www.coldcallscomedy.com. Okay. That's a website where when people call me, I record the telephone conversations and put it on the internet. And you've been another one that will go on the internet for sure. Thank you very much.
Hello.